Joe Manchin throwing a wrench again. There he goes, right into the teeth of the Democrats. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, saying he will not support the centerpiece of President Biden's climate agenda, putting the Democrats' entire infrastructure and social spending agenda at risk. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, two-track strategy for passing Biden's agenda based on the expectation that Manchin would give ground to progressives in exchange for the support of the hard infrastructure bill that he and Kyrsten Sinema negotiated with Republicans. But Manchin's infrastructure bill, including billions of dollars in new money for West Virginia's needs, such as the Appalachian Development Highway System, has passed the Senate. And he's still not signing on to the climate investments that are a key demand of progressives. You know, the Green New Deal, the brown shirts, pounding on people's doors, telling them how much energy they've used. Manchin clearly opposed to a $150 billion clean electricity plan that was supposed to be the backbone of the transition to clean energy. Puts what was supposed to be a grand bargain between moderates and progressives in deep danger. And without Manchin, Democrats, they don't have the votes. They don't have the votes in the Senate to pass the $2 trillion or $3 trillion social spending package they dream of. And gutting the bill's climate provisions means that Democrats will likely lose progressive votes in the Senate and in the House for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package. It's all laying in ruin, potentially. Dick Durbin, the majority whip, says his fellow Democrats are nervous. The longer we wait, the less likely we're going to produce a product the American people are anxious to receive, he says. Durbin said he was disappointed that Manchin has knocked one of the key climate reforms out of the bill. Of course he is. He's from West Virginia. It's a coal-producing state. Manchin on Monday pushed back against criticism from fellow Democrats that he's holding up Biden's agenda. There are 52 senators who don't agree, okay? There are 52 senators who don't agree, and there are two who want to work something out, if possible, in the most rational, reasonable way, said Manchin. He also said there's no way they're going to meet an October 31 deadline for getting a deal worked out. I don't know how that would happen, he says. And so here are your leftists that want to have central planners run your life. Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island, IQ 41. Ed Markey, Democrat, Massachusetts, a bit smarter at 56. And Jeff Merkley, that is, of Oregon, IQ unknown. Warned for months they would not support a massive budget reconciliation package if it did not include bold reforms to cut carbon emissions. At the end of the day, we're going to have to deal, and it's going to be good enough on climate or it won't go, said White House. Tina Smith of Minnesota said she won't support a reconciliation bill unless there are major environmental reforms either. Here's what she tweeted. The Build Back Better budget must meaningfully address climate change. I'm open to different approaches, but I cannot support a bill that won't get us where we need to be on emissions. There are 50 Democrat senators. Every one of us is needed to get this passed. Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. Manchin is from a coal state, West Virginia, a deep, dark red state. How he got elected there a second time or a third time is really remarkable. It's a real risk. We're all very frustrated. We're all very nervous about it. The senator said of the danger that both the hard infrastructure and the reconciliation bill won't go anywhere. It's proving very hard to get all the key players in the room to hammer it out, in part because of Manchin's desire for a strategic pause. He doesn't want to work it out. It's a big problem. White House on Monday said if the clean electricity plan is out, it will have to be replaced with other reforms. It will have as much impact. It requires a recalculation of how we get to our emissions reduction goals and make measures that, like methane pollution fee, carbon pollution fee, makes those things more essential. Manchin wants to chop the whole damn thing down to $1.5 trillion below the $3.5 trillion that they say they want. And then Bernie Sanders took out an op-ed in West Virginia newspapers, and Manchin responded by saying, I don't answer to socialists. None of it's going particularly well. Now, is it? And progressives in the House, they say they won't vote for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill unless there's a deal on budget reconciliation. Oh, it's tough times. A pressure point between House and Senate Democrats. I think Joe Manchin understands what's at risk here, and the future of our state and our country are too important. Absolutely critical we get this passed and passed now. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. Not exactly. At any rate, the clean electricity program is really important because it would give some of the worst polluting energy utilities financial incentives to adopt cleaner technology. Electricity plants that are already moving away from fossil fuels are viewed as more likely to take advantage of clean energy tax incentives than utilities that have done little to change their operations. I remind you again that in Germany, they're reopening coal-fired power plants. Why? Because they ran out of juice. And the price of electricity has gone up 6 times. So if your electricity bill was $100 a month, now it's $600 a month. If it was $250 a month, it's now $1,500. How would you feel if your electric bill went from $250 to $1,500? But would that impact your monthly finances? Would that impact your family, your future, your Christmas? How about all of it? All of it would be impacted. And everybody damn well knows it. I root for Joe Manchin. I hope he hangs in there. I do. I hope he hangs in there because we already have surging energy prices. And by the time we get to winter, before they take all these energy pot shots with their clean climate energy nonsense, we're already looking at the highest natural gas and propane prices we've seen in years, the highest price at the pump we've seen in years, and it's not going to get better if these fools are allowed to continue down this road. Quick break. We'll be right back with some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.